I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1971. That was the day that's known in Great Britain as the Battle of Saltley Gate. 30,000 Birmingham engineers had walked out in solidarity with a strike held by the National Union of Mine Workers. The miners were taking a stand against austerity pay. The Saltley Coking Works had become the epicenter in the national labor struggle. During the labor dispute, the miners' union and the government had agreed that coal would only go to priority customers like hospitals. But Saltley defied the agreement and kept their gates open. A long line of trucks formed to enter the depot. The workers knew that if Saltley continued to operate, it would undermine their strike. The call went out for a mass action to close the gates. Between 10 and 15,000 working people answered the call. The Evening Mail described the scene with a front-page story, writing, "Below trade union banners, a sea of faces stretched for as far as the eye could see. And there was a great roar as the gates shut for the first time since picketing began last week." Faced with such a crowd, security workers from the depot were forced to close the gate. The crowd erupted with a cheer. Arthur Scarhill, president of the miners' union, climbed onto a roof to address the crowd, declaring, "If working people are united, they can achieve anything." The victory was a turning point. A little over a week later, the government had agreed to a pay raise for the miners.
A solid wall, are we? Close the gates, our strength is unity, close the gates. We marched across the years through hunger, doubt and fears. We are the engineers. Close the gates, close the gates.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.